It's been almost 1 week since President Donald Trump ordered all refugee resettlement in the United States to stop while Homeland Security reviews the process for screening refugees. The president's order does not take full effect until Friday, so a handful of refugees approved for arrival this week were still able to make it into the country. WHYY's Dana DeFilippo was on hand last night. That's when a family fleeing Burma, also known as Myanmar, arrived in Philadelphia after a day-long journey from an Indonesian refugee camp.
Mohammed Hassan looked as tired as a toddler asleep on his chest as he climbed out of the shuttle that brought him to Philadelphia last night from JFK Airport in New York. It was his last stop on a journey that started in 2004 when he fled religious persecution in his homeland of Burma.
Burma's government was killing us. They discriminated against us. That's why I fled from Burma. I went to Thailand on a boat. From Thailand, I went to Malaysia. From Malaysia, I wanted to go to Australia. But we got caught by the Indonesian government. I was in Indonesia for 6 or 7 years. From there, we were sent to the United States.
Mohammed, his wife Noor, and their 3-year-old daughter are Rohingya Muslims. Human rights advocates consider Rohingyas to be the most persecuted ethnic minority in the world. Some even use the word genocide to describe it. Mohammed's cousin, Ismail Amin, came to the United States a few years ago as a refugee himself. He now lives in South Philadelphia. Mohammed and his family will stay with Ismail until they find their own apartment. Ismail had a wide smile and lots of hugs and handshakes when welcoming his cousin, whom he regards as a brother.
Today I am so happy. So my brother, 7 here, come to United, to, and I USA. Mm-hmm. So I thank you so much. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, NSC. I thank you so much for you.
President Trump's halt on refugee resettlement is scheduled to last 4 months. However, many of the necessary medical and security clearances refugees need to make the trip might expire. So once refugees are allowed to come, it's likely they will have to be screened all over again. Julian Ramich is Senior Director of Refugee and Community Integration for the Nationalities Services Center. She says that could delay people much longer.
With the stoppage in the program, you know, we are going to have to start to make the calls tomorrow to tell refugees that their relatives won't be coming, at least for 120 days. It will be months after that, so, or even more, maybe even years after.
Ramich's group expected to welcome 565 refugees to Philadelphia this year. 10 were scheduled to arrive next week, including an Iraqi mother and her baby, and a 13-year-old Burmese boy trying to rejoin his father here. Their travel plans have been canceled. I'm Dana DeFilippo for WHYY News.